Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
Tony Rock is here with us.
Yo, what's up? Was I supposed to say I'm Tony Rock?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, I'm Tony Rock.
We were just talking about tickling you, but yeah. You're not really into that.
No, not sexually. When I'm in fuck mode, I'm not ticklish.
Okay. Are you ticklish at other times?
Yeah, normally.
I had to try.
Right. The only reason women don't like being tickled, we don't want you to feel our fat rolls. We got to get ready. We got to brace before you tickle us. Like, go ahead.
If you embrace it, then it's all good. And your underarm is always ticklish.
Ah, okay. And under your feet are ticklish.
Feet, right, feet, yeah.
Well, let's get right into it. I'm glad you said that because I want to talk about erogenous zones today.
Mm.
Right? Because there's a lot of places on us that they say are erogenous zones, and sometimes like not having sex but playing around with people's erogenous zones,
right,
that you might not have even known you had, right? Mm. So let's talk about things, and I want you to rate it on a scale of 1 to 10 on what part you like being, you know, licked on.
Okay.
Or touched. Well, not tickled,
all
but
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, ears.
It's like a 5. That's basic. Your ears are out. Like, the stuff that's exposed is like, that's, everybody know that. You know, your neck is like, okay.
Okay,
your ears.
So anything exposed is like,
That's normal. That's like the most lame, tame person.
But some people hate like their ears being wet.
Yeah, me too. I do. The See? Inside. Like, I don't like when people, like if you do like a little bit on the outside.
Nah, you can put your tongue in a girl's ear and not wet it up.
Yeah, I just don't like
the dry tongue.
Yeah, like a little dampness.
Yeah, a little damp.
You don't like your ear damp?
I don't like damp. I don't like wet. Don't put your tongue in my ear. That's
okay.
Weird.
All right.
What
put
about
your
you tongue in my pussy if you're going to put it somewhere?
Duly noted. Duly noted.
Sorry.
Erogenous zones, okay?
What about you,
I like a little ear lick. Mm-hmm. As long as it ain't like a wet, nasty one, you know?
You know what I hate?
It's not like a dog licking your ear.
Yeah,
like,
I don't want to be
when
dripping.
Somebody kisses your ear and it be loud as shit.
You got to go to the back. You got to go to the back of your ear.
Do you have like a firecracker in your shit?
Are you ever concerned, like, did I clean my ears? Because that's what I think. Like, make sure I ain't got no...
No, I hate when I wash my hair a lot.
Right now.
And I hate when I get out of the shower and my ears is wet. So I always clean my ears with Q-tips.
Yeah,
so I think my ears are pretty clean.
Cleaning my ears is a great feeling.
Yeah.
Like when you're in the shower and you got the water running in inside of your ear.
Did you ever lick someone's ear and it wasn't clean?
I've licked the ear and tasted different tastes.
So like, yeah,
sometimes it was like, okay, that tasted normal and that tasted like a
little
cigarette.
Tangy. A cigarette.
Ew.
All right, what about your nipples?
Six.
Be honest.
6.
Okay, that's it?
That's normal. Your shirt gonna come off during sex. Like
No, but I'm saying some guys love nipple play.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like it.
Okay, but
don't
only...
bite, you know, kiss a little nick, that's fine.
Okay. Do your nipples get hard like quick?
Nah.
Quick.
Nah.
They look hard right now. I can see them.
It's cold in here.
It's cold in here.
You know what's a fun fact? We know I'm on my second round of implants, breast implants, soon to be round number 3. But anyway.
Wait, excuse me. May I stop you and ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you upgrading as you go or is it?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so you're getting bigger. And you want bigger again?
I am.
All right, just check.
But that's not
bigger
the reason
than
why.
That, Gigi?
Just like 50 cc's. But that's not the reason.
Why.
I don't even know what that means.
You get horsepower in your cheese?
I thought that was a Yankees
that's
player.
That's how you size them.
See, 50 cc Sabathia.
Anywho.
Okay, go ahead.
After getting them done each time, the sensation in my nipples got increased.
Really? Mm. I thought it was decreased.
I guess it depends, because for some women, they lose sensation.
Yeah, well, see, and here's the thing. It depends on also if you actually go through the nipple. Like, Stephanie had her nipple removed and put back on.
Oh, wow.
Mine, I had my cut under the crease.
Yeah.
So they didn't touch my nipples at all. Mm-hmm. So that might have something to do with it.
That's probably
and maybe when people get their nipple removed and put back on, then, you know.
So it feels better the bigger your nipples have gotten. So you might as well just go for the
she's gonna be walking
go for the Dolly
some...
Parton nipples.
No, I'm not going that far.
So can you have an orgasm just through your nipples?
No, but it is definitely more sensational than before.
Sensational.
See, I want to get some taken out and you trying to get some put in.
Well, you know, I'm just they have a shelf life of 10 to 15 years.
You want to borrow some of this shit?
And the reason why I'm on the second pair right now is because when I got my first pair done, I wasn't 100% satisfied with them. Mm-hmm. So when I went back the second time, it was 5 years later. And now I'm at 9 years from there. So
don't you have to keep getting them?
Yeah, that's what I said. Like 10 to 15 years is the shelf life.
Really?
So,
a warranty.
I think women should, you know how you have like organ donor cards? I think women should be, if you got something fake, you should
you want to see
donor.
My card?
If you pass away,
I have a card.
You should leave your ass.
No, I have
You should leave your ass. If you got a fake ass, you should leave it.
Oh, no, not leave it. Not donate it.
No, if you die, you should leave it. Like an organ donor.
You need it in heaven.
But you don't need it in heaven. And then it's flat titty chicks out here that just need some nipples.
So, like, you can leave your niece your ass.
Yeah.
Might
as well. Because the implants don't disintegrate. When they go on the ground, you go on the ground, they just in the ground.
No, you can't do that.
So, you could be a titty donor.
I don't want somebody's old implant.
Yeah, you don't want nobody.
Yeah, that's kind of
your body. That's gross.
Didn't that bitch get popped?
Wait, if your organ donor is inside your body.
I guess you're right.
But it's not old. You don't want nobody's leftover. You know?
Yeah.
But they brand new titties in the ground in the coffin, just sitting there doing
so
nothing.
So would you want somebody's old dick implant?
No.
No. But that's a real thing. You're born with a dick. The implants are not real. So it's like
you're born with a dick, but
when you go in the ground, when you die and you go in the ground, if you have fake implants, you disintegrate. They're just sitting in the ground.
What if you weren't happy with your balls? Would you want somebody to donate their balls?
I'm sorry, Angel.
Like
no, but you don't get ball implants.
You can. Yeah, some people have to get a ball removed and they could get a fake one put in.
It's like a ping pong ball?
No, it's not a ping pong. It's like it has to
like
be
a big walnut.
I can't imagine it being hard.
I think it should
asshole.
Be titty donuts.
That was a joke.
That's remarkable. You should patent that.
You know what? I've never even thought about
the white girl that died?
Anna Nicole.
Anna Nicole. Her perfect titties is sitting in a casket right now.
In the Bahamas.
That and she dead.
Eaten away by mice and some
maggots.
Shit.
Yeah, maggots.
No, they
the implants,
don't
they don't eat
implants.
Silicone.
They're going to eat silicone.
My implants are silicone.
She eat. They got two perfect titties. Look, Anna Nicole just cursed us. Look, Anna Nicole, like, don't y'all dance on my titties.
She's like, my titties is alive and well.
They're in heaven with me. Yeah, I really feel like guys are, like, kind of embarrassed to admit that they love their nipples played with.
I don't know about all guys. I mean, I don't love my nipples played with, but I don't mind it. It's like...
You think you could, like, prematurely ejaculate from it?
Hell no. No. That's not going to happen.
But it will wake you up, right?
Some cases.
Like, I know some guys who love it. Like, I know guys who cannot... come if you don't
see. I'm like, it's part of the procedure.
Right,
it's like
right.
I don't
the procedure.
Yeah, it's like, all right, you know, it's a routine.
Procedure,
you know?
Is this?
It's like kiss, neck, nipples. All right, boom, wop, let's go.
Macarena. Hey,
Macarena. The last time I heard somebody call it wop.
She wop. You know, you wop. You get wopped off.
Hey,
L'Oreal doesn't like her nipples played with. I already know.
No, yeah, it
at
just,
all.
It doesn't really
Wait,
do.
Hold on. You don't like your ears licked or your nipples licked?
No, it doesn't really do
she
anything.
She wants you to eat her out.
Yep. All she wants you to do is lick her.
Yeah,
pussy.
My neck is, that's cool, but anything else is like.
So just neck and puss. Is,
yeah, yeah. Just all go right. Straight for the gold.
Okay.
Okay, now what about the tip?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, some guys like the tip more than they like the whole entire.
There's like a lot of nerve endings
yeah,
there.
Sensitive.
So yeah. It's very sensitive to them.
The crown.
That's the crown.
That's why it looks like that. The skin is down here. The crown is like very sensitive. Yeah.
Okay, so you are circumcised. Thank you.
Of course.
Some guys.
You think I got a white porno dick?
Listen, we found out.
The white boys in the pornos dick be in here or somewhere.
We found out last week that only like 55% of people get circumcised.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you didn't even know that.
I don't do dick research. I just know my dick. I don't know about nobody else's dick but mine.
So do you prefer the whole entire thing or just the tip? Like if you had
whole
to choose.
Whole thing. If I had to choose, whole thing.
Okay.
Balls included.
Whole thing.
Balls optional. But if I got the choice between crown and whole thing, whole thing.
Okay.
The crown is so funny to me because I've never heard nobody call it that before.
It felt like it should be crooked, right?
No.
Like a crooked what? Crown. to the side.
Heavy is the crown.
All right, what about your butt?
Nah.
Come on now. Nah. On a scale of 1 to 10.
So a girl can't lick your ass?
I don't know if, be honest with y'all, I don't know if a girl can lick my ass because a girl never licked my ass.
Okay.
So I might love that. It might be 10, but so as I'm sitting here right now, tries. I don't know.
So are you that's an NA, non-applicable.
No, one time a girl was giving me head and she said, hey, why don't you roll over and experience something
no,
new?
No.
Listen, she was giving me head.
Can't roll over. Listen, that's the first thing.
She was
don't
head.
Roll over and don't get on
listen,
your knees.
She was giving me head and she said, roll over and experience something new. No. I didn't know what the fuck she was talking about.
So
I just said, nah, I'm good. Just keep sucking. I'm good.
Roll over. No. Sounds crazy.
Yeah, so I was like, that sounds weird. So I'm like, I'm not doing it.
She messed up when she said
that. So I might love it. I just don't know.
She should have never said that.
Nah, she messed up when she talked about it.
If a woman that you're with is giving you head and then she's like, you know, showing your balls some love and then she just keeps on going.
Show the balls some love.
Are you going to stop her?
It depends on what it feels like.
Okay.
His voice got mad high. Just
it depends on what it feels like.
I don't think you should stop her. But that's just my opinion.
Well, I'll let you know. It hasn't happened. So.
That's the problem is that you're not supposed to really ask. You just go for it.
Yeah. If you gotta say something, it's like that takes all the fun out of it. Yeah.
What about like getting your ass smacked? Does that bother you?
No, not me. Fuck no. But I smack ass. I do the ass smacking.
What if she grabs you like while you're on top and poses?
Yeah, that's cool.
And
that's
squeezes
cool.
it.
It's cool.
What if she spreads it a little?
No.
A woman shouldn't be smacking a man's ass.
I don't think I've ever smacked a man's ass.
I've grabbed a man's ass.
It's happened though. If you like on top and you really pounding her out,
right.
It's like
and
she excited, she smack or grab or whatever.
Smack,
it's like fingernails or whatever. Smacking. It's like, all right, I see what you're doing. I understand why you're doing it.
I do it to be funny.
You smack ass during sex.
You funny in bed? Yeah. But here's another one you might enjoy.
I do think it's funny. I think in bed, things should be fun. Like, it's not funny for you in bed. I'm sure sometimes girls are like, they just went to the comedy show, they get into bed.
Yeah.
And it's still a little funny.
Yeah.
Like, they expect you to make jokes.
I gotta be drunk.
Nah. You gotta be drunk for what?
No, if it's like some funny shit, I'm drunk as fuck. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And like you fall or some shit, you start laughing.
Oh, yeah, funny shit like
now,
that, like
different.
Fucking off the bed. Like,
yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah,
no,
that's funny.
Right.
But I don't aim for jokes.
I don't know, I think sex should
pussy
be funny.
Pussy fart, that's funny.
Yeah, pussy fart.
That is
funny.
Not funny.
I don't like that.
It's not funny. It's embarrassing.
If you drunk,
it's embarrassing.
You like,
no,
right,
that's embarrassing for a female.
Nah, it ain't embarrassing.
To me.
It's embarrassing. It's just not funny.
I think it's embarrassing.
Men get excited.
It really? Makes it feel like their dick was so big, they squeeze
the
air out.
Squeeze air out of there.
But really, the truth is it's so small that there's air able to get in.
Got a lot of air in there.
It's room for your dick and some air.
Or they coming all the way out, going back.
That hurts.
That gets the air. But
that's no
problem. You gotta be really, really, really wet for that not to hurt.
Right.
All right. What about your inner thigh? For women, that's
inner
thigh.
That's for females.
But girls don't do that to you. Like, yeah,
I don't even think of my inner thighs. Like, what the fuck? I don't think of.
So like, one of my ex boyfriends, he used to like for me to lick on his inner arm, like right here.
It's places that normally don't get licked and touched. That's what really is erogenous. Like, no one's ever like licked or touched your inner thigh, so that's probably why it's an erogenous zone. No,
I never gave it any thought.
We got to tell these girls out here to step it up.
Yeah, that's when you like kind of tease. You tease the situation. You start up, down, kiss, like, and then you get to the thigh, and then you just act like you're gonna go for it, and then you'd be like, "Nope, go somewhere else." Yeah,
that's I love your smile.
You're on a roll today. Nah, but it's like a
anticipation type
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly.
Like you thought I was gonna suck your dick, but I'm licking your
thigh. Well, that's not exactly.
I was gonna suck your dick, but now I'm licking your butt.
And you think you're gonna get your dick sucked, and she lick your thigh? You're like, yo, what the fuck is you doing? That ain't exciting.
Now you got blue balls.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know. It might feel good.
Yeah. It might. You're right. It might.
What's wrong with some anticipation?
Nothing at all.
What about the pubic area? Like before you get to the dick, like just looking right there.
What the fuck is that?
That's anticipation too. Listen, Tony, these are areas that are like not normally touched. That's why
that's
it makes
like what if you kiss here and not the lips? It's like, what the fuck is this? That's cute. Just an area.
Let me put my tongue in your dimple.
He seems very unromantic. I don't know.
No, I'm super romantic. But
are you really?
What?
Expound on that.
I'm super romantic. Like, it's self-explanatory.
What's super romantic? Like, give us an example.
What?
In
a romantic sense, I'm very, you know, I'm dinner, I'm candlelights, I'm flowers, I'm all that, I'm chocolate.
You're thoughtful.
I'm thoughtful. If you say you like something, this is my secret. If you say you like something, I make a mental note of it. Right. One day you come to the house unexpectedly, that shit is sitting right there in the crib.
She's like, I love Chanel.
I like the cookies from Boom Boom Boom. They're there. I saw this purse. Right. This what? Boom, it's there.
I like smoking weed.
Okay, nah, I'm kidding. My boys don't let me smoke. Look, they just smile.
Like they said no.
They don't let me smoke.
Like, I like Lamborghinis. Boom.
Right.
He's so romantic.
That's a good boyfriend.
Exactly. I'm the best boyfriend a lot of girls ever had.
What's the most expensive surprise gift you've ever given?
It's probably a tie. I bought an ex-girlfriend a BMW, and I bought a girlfriend a Range Rover.
Wow. Well,
I bought several strippers' cars.
That's what the hell? You got an addiction.
I bought so many strippers Priuses, I should get a plaque from the EPA.
I think I might have saw you in Magic City before.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
Was he throwing Priuses at the girls?
I'm sure you have.
That's what made me think
about
that.
Car keys on stage? Like,
wait a minute. I might have been witness to one of those nights. I don't know.
Sure.
You really buy cars like that?
I haven't bought a car.
Wow. Wait, buy them or like putting a down payment like here, bitch?
I know what the difference between buying and down payment.
$900 a month.
I know the difference.
He said he bought that shit.
Here's the agreement. You have to keep
it. $900 a month, bitch. I got the insurance. That's about it. That's as far as we go.
I paid the insurance for the 6 month premium.
Go see the general.
Yeah. Call it the general in 6 months, bitch.
The general's like, saw your boyfriend, got you a car. The general and Shaq pull up, like, hey, bitch, you gotta pay for that. No, buy cars. Like, buy cars.
Like, you paid flat the whole entire thing.
I paid the whole thing.
How did they pull that off?
Who pull that off?
The ladies. Like, how did they pull that off?
It was a gift.
I'm tired of taking...
One was a girlfriend that held me down when I didn't have anything. When I first moved to LA and I was broke and I was sleeping on people's couches. Okay. And she took care of me. She fed me, made sure I was good. And then once I got some money, I was like, yo, I totally owe you for everything
that's
you
very
did.
Nice
do you need anything? And she had just moved into a new place, so I paid the rent for a few months, and she didn't have a car, so I bought her a car.
All right, that's nice.
Yeah, I owed that to her.
Was that the Range Rover or the BMW?
No, that was the BMW. Okay. But what she did for me, for helping me get where I am now, there's no amount of money that.
So why didn't you guys stay together?
On. I was an asshole. I was a dummy. I had just got on, you know, I just got on.
Right.
So I think when you get on, I think, like, what would have probably kept us together if she would have just stepped back, like, okay, I know you're on now. Live your life for a little while and then figure out if this is what you want to do. But she kind of got a tighter grip because she knew, like, oh, shit, he about to blow. So now her grip got tighter.
Right.
So whereas we had this super cool relationship where she was very understanding of me touring and being on the road and telling, you know, telling jokes and doing comedy, she was, you know, accepted everything. Once I got on, it was like, okay, now where you going? What you doing? Where you going? Who's with? Who's there? Who's? And it was like her grip got too tight, so I had to just back off. But
she ain't want
to
lose you.
Right.
She lost you anyway.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right.
But she was super dope.
She got a
She's
car.
Still super dope. One of my best friends in the world, and I'll do anything for her.
Well, that's dope. Yeah, that's exciting. Amazing. Would you ever go back?
Probably not. Only because I don't want to go up. I wouldn't want to go back and then eventually hurt her even more. So it's like, this relationship we have now is great.
Yeah,
let's just be great friends.
You're like Marlon Wayans and his...
No. I'm Tony Rock.
He always talks about that.
No affiliation to the Wayans whatsoever. There's Chris, there's Tony, there's Jordan, the Superior Comedy family. I'll put money on it any day.
Damn. All right. Let me ask you this, since we talk about, you know, all that went down, you bought her a car, all of this right? And you wouldn't go back, but you still love her. Would it bother you for her to have another guy, like, as soon as you bought the car?
No, she's had another guy. She's had other guys.
In the car?
Oh, no, I bought it for us. Whatever. I'm not that dude.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Yeah, I'm like,
because sometimes guys
I'm buy you a watch, you can't tell nobody the time. It's like,
I bought you this car, but don't let no nigga sit in the back.
Nah, I'm not that dude. I bought her a car, it's her car.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Go see the general in 6 months.
The general says there's a nigger in the car.
Now, who got the Range Rover?
My girlfriend.
Okay. All right. And then what about the Priuses?
Random strippers across the country.
What made you do that? Like, just... Here's a Prius. Do you ever deal with
No, I just meant I
That's
threw
a
enough,
joke.
I thought he was buying Priuses. Like, here.
Doing my part for the environment, you know.
All right, now let's talk about
some
other...
Well, I hope they bought a Prius.
Erogenous zones. What about your
Chanel
feet?
Chanel bags. No,
my feet, nah.
You never had a feet is just.
Of course. I haven't fucked. But it's not like I don't take my shoes off and like, babe, rub my feet. It's like feet.
So if a girl wants to suck your toes,
go right ahead. If it's gonna excite her, fine.
I don't know if that would excite
her. What's gonna excite her, I'll let her do. If it's gonna excite you, baby, go right ahead.
Anything?
If it's gonna excite her.
Pegging? What
the fuck? They set you up for that.
Don't worry about it.
Wait, Heineken, what's pegging? Heineken, what's pegging?
They set you up for that.
I wouldn't have said that. She jumped off the bridge.
I asked a question.
What's pegging?
Nothing.
Look it up.
Good. I don't know. Good. Ignorance is bliss. I don't know. Good.
Just picture this putting a peg
in a small
inside
hole.
Of a hole.
Her finger?
Yeah.
No.
A bigger peg.
She's putting it?
Yeah, she's doing
like
it.
A strap on.
Oh, fuck no. No.
A butt plug. Nah, it's a butt plug. Nah, remember?
Nah, not the kid.
Yeah, we learned last week that
we learned there's that a difference in the dominatrix.
It's a butt plug.
Nah.
For my girl Venus.
For her,
Cuff.
Sure. All good.
Well, I don't
so you just
want to
violate her butthole
exactly,
and not yours.
Exactly.
So you like anal?
Women's violation, pointed buttholes are for Van Bang violated.
You can't say stuff like that nowadays.
That was my JFK. Women's buttholes ought to be violated.
Gigi said you like anal?
Performing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course.
Yes, performing. Yeah. What did you think we
no,
meant?
No, because she said pegging, so I'm like, don't try to go around. Don't try to sneaky fucking comment. Like,
no, but then you said her. So I said, oh, so you like anal?
Yeah, of course.
What about double penetration, like on her? Like, would you?
No, because I don't have two dicks. No.
But your finger in your dick.
Oh,
that's
sure.
To fill
sure,
all the holes
absolutely,
up.
Absolutely.
But what if she had a toy that she wanted you to put into her butt while you was fucking her pussy or vice versa?
Of course. And her butt? Of course. My butt? Absolutely not.
That's a lot of work. You don't think so?
What? I've done that before. I did the little, what's the little thing you put on your finger, the vibrator thing on your finger.
Okay.
I fuck a chick from the back and put the vibrator on the puss. She go crazy. Yeah, I'm with that.
No. A finger, I know that's, you can do. But like actually having a toy.
A dildo?
Yeah, dildo and like fucking her at the same time, I would think would be a little motherfucking difficult. No?
If I have the dildo,
you have the dildo, you're fucking her.
How's that difficult?
Yeah, he's right behind her.
In the pussy, and then you're putting
fuck her in the pussy.
In the
yeah.
You're fucking her in the pussy.
Right in the pussy.
I don't
with
know.
The dildo
I, just,
in her
I feel
asshole.
Like it would be a lot. I don't know.
I think it's, it I think it's doable.
Yeah,
it
like.
Yeah.
Has anything.
How do you know, Gigi? She said it's doable.
She's like, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And on that note,
has anything ever turned you off that somebody said during sex? Like things are going well, and then somebody she says
somebody
something.
Said?
She
nah.
says something like a little weird, and you're like, "What the fuck?"
Nah.
What about yelling too loud or making too much noise?
No, not at all.
Because sometimes it'd be sounding fake.
All the noise you want to make. Yeah. No neighbors.
Yeah. No. I've been in that situation where like we was at the crib, and you know my boys would be downstairs, and I'm having sex with a chick upstairs, and they're like, "Yo, son, she was fucking."
Going crazy.
Going bananas.
Oh, y'all talk about that kind of stuff.
Of course.
Well, they heard
just
it.
Like y'all talk about that kind of stuff.
I just thought it's like awkward and you just don't talk about it.
Nah,
like,
we come downstairs, they be like, yo, god damn, son, she was screaming.
I wouldn't say anything. I wouldn't.
Nah, we talk. We talk.
And what do they do? I would turn on some music so I don't
get
to hear
that's what
shit,
I'm
at
saying.
Least.
Like,
damn.
I'm like, damn, he killing her. I can't wait to talk about it when he's done.
Do you ever get to the point where you feel like a girl's making too much noise? Like, bitch, come on now. You too
I ain't
loud.
Killing it like
you
that.
You dragging this shit. You dragging this loud, bitch.
Nah,
chill.
Nah.
You going two
I'm
bananas.
All right. Nah,
I'm good. I ain't that good.
Like, as soon as you put it in, she just starts screaming, ah! Like, bitch.
There's a comic had a joke like that, how women scream like that. He's like, yo, one time this chick was like, ah. I was like, hey, I didn't even put it in yet.
Oh, I think I've seen that.
I'm
I can't
excited.
Remember who that was.
Okay, what about, so you never got your toes sucked, but you're down for it.
Sure.
All right.
I don't think it would excite me, but you know, it
do you get your toes
me.
Done though?
I do not. So I don't know if you want to suck these toes.
Yeah, that'd be a
I got man toes, so.
Man feet.
I'm not sitting in the salon with the Asian ladies, you know, talking that shit with my foot in the water.
What about your taint?
Yes.
You like that part?
Yes.
You know, because that's your dick.
That was a surprise, actually. That one came as a surprise. The girls giving me head went down, kept going. I was like, oh, shit. I was like,
I like this.
And she didn't keep going all the way to your butt.
No, because I jumped and she was like, oh, like she realized, like, I'm
like, virgin here.
Listen, let me tell you something from experience. She was on her way.
She was on her fucking way.
Right,
that's where
but
she
I
was going.
Jumped.
Yeah, that's where she was
you
going.
Tightened up.
I remember that one. I remember
she was,
that
she
one.
Was on
yes.
her way.
I was like,
that
oh.
shit was the yellow brick road. She was trying to go to the wizard.
She was trying to see the wizard.
Trying to find Oz.
Hell yeah.
I fucked it up.
You fucked it
I
up.
I had no idea.
You lost your
well,
like
now
that.
You know. Next time, that's where
she's
going.
Because you know part of your dick is inside you. So that part right there is like your part of your dick that's still inside you. There's a few inches.
Yeah, 40% of your dick is inside of you.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You never seen like the picture in health class? You like, why is there a chick up there?
I only care about the picture that's on the outside.
Clearly. How did you learn about sex?
I have three older brothers.
Mm-hmm. And
my,
it was all
my
fucking...
father is the oldest of 15, so I have nine uncles.
15.
I got a bunch of guys I grew up on the block with, so...
But do you remember, like, when you first learned for real, like, what it was? Like, when you, I'm sure you masturbated before.
No, I didn't. You know what's crazy? I didn't know what sex was. I used to hear my oldest brother, Charles, talk about it. And I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. But I just knew. He was like, yo, shorty pussy was so wet. And I'm like, okay, pussy's wet.
Take a note.
Yo, my pussy was good. That shit was good, son. That shit was tight. I'm like, oh, it's tight. It's wet. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about, but it's tight and it's wet.
Sounds
and he's,
amazing.
He's talking in secrecy. So I'm like, this is some shit I'm not supposed to hear. But you know, when you're talking, you're telling a secret, a kid want to hear it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, what the fuck? Pussy's wet and it's tight and it's good. Okay, bet. And he's always talking about a female. So I'm like, okay, so females are the shit. And I got to get some pussy from a female. I don't know what it is, but I got to get it. And then that was like, I started doing the research, like
the dry humping,
the rubbing, you know, on the school bus, the rubbing on the school bus. No, that was outside the pants.
Oh,
the
all
rubbing.
The pants.
Then, you know, finally got the touch and was like, oh, it's wet. This is what he's talking about. This is it.
It's tight.
You ever injure yourself from dry humping?
Nah.
Can you injure yourself?
You know, because
like Indian burn,
like a rug burn or something.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. If you go too hard, you could get burned.
That shit was always whack to me. I'm like, what are we doing here?
Because if you don't want already sex, that's like a...
She was like 6 years old. What are you going here? What are you going to eat my pussy?
I just wasn't into it.
I'm eight, nigga. When you going to eat this pussy?
Yeah.
It's my 10th birthday, nigga. Eat this pussy. Don't put your tongue in my ear. Eat the pussy.
I'm not going to lie. I wasn't doing none of that stuff. I didn't even have my first kiss till I was like... 14.
Really?
I'm dead serious.
Listen, I remember the first time I had a French kiss, I didn't know what it was. The guy like licked my mouth and stuff, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Why is he licking my mouth? I didn't know what it was.
As I know everybody was kissing and being nasty, and I wasn't there yet.
Dead. That's crazy.
Yeah.
The first kiss I had, the girl, she knew what she was doing. I didn't. And she said, have you ever had a French kiss? And I'm like, what? And she just threw a tongue in my mouth, and I was like, oh, I guess that's what it is.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's that appealing at first. Like somebody's
tongue. You know, it's really not because you're a kid. Yeah. You're still a kid. You like doing. A tongue in your mouth. It's nasty. Then you get the sensation like, oh, a tongue in your mouth. Okay.
I was like, he spit on my face. You it was all nasty. Face? Yeah. I felt like that because he licked his tongue all over my face.
What about when somebody can't kiss and it's like sloppy?
Or like your whole neck is wet afterwards.
That happened to me before vomit. Too. Yuck.
Well, you got to figure out how a person likes to be kissed.
You like got to kiss the right person.
Some people like the sloppy kiss.
They
some
do.
Some people, Mm-mm. very much so. Some girls
that's
love
you.
Some girls love the sloppy.
I don't even like somebody to eat my pussy sloppy.
I was about to say the same thing. It's only one place I like a sloppy kiss.
But I don't like it that sloppy. You know why? Because I don't like laying in the bed and the shit mad wet under me.
Well, it depends what happened to get it wet.
Oh, so you just go comatose when you get your shit at you.
No, I like it, but I don't want him to get so like spitty and shit. Like
you don't like a nigga spitting in your pussy?
No, but not like overly excessively.
I get what she's saying, though. Like,
right. Like, I'm in a fucking swamp.
Yeah, don't do all that. That means you just don't know what you're doing. You just trying to put all the spit you can down
there. Yeah, like if you're eating my pussy and my asshole's wet, spit too
well,
much.
Well, no. If it's wet from your pussy like that, then that's
nigga,
fine.
Why is my back wet?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Now, if your back is wet, that's
nigga,
a problem.
My neck wet. What the fuck?
All right, now let's talk about power, because I know you said you watched the show.
I
show.
Love it. I'm going to fire my agents if they don't get me on there.
Oh, shit. All right, let that be a warning. Have you ever
I don't know why I didn't audition for the Lawrence Tate part. I'm dead ass serious.
Oh, I like
I could have at
him
least
on
read
the show.
The part.
I hate
who do you
him.
Think? Who do you hate the most like on Power? Like, which character do you
who
feel
do
like
I
can't?
Hate the most?
Yeah, are you like, I could, I hate this person. I
hate the most.
Like, I hope they kill him.
What's the guy that works with Angela, the white boy DEA agent?
Oh, I hate
the Asian one?
I hate
Knox.
I hate the Asian one. He's such a fucking
both
asshole.
Of them is so
both
fucking
of them for real.
Dick.
But the Asian one is just that.
I don't
asshole.
Like Knox. I know the Lorenz Tate character is going to do some shady shit soon. So
he's
just,
been doing shit.
I've been waiting.
No, but I think he's involved
power.
In the streets too, like on some drug shit.
Yeah,
so I'm
from,
waiting to see
when
what's
they
gonna
first
come
introduced
out.
Them, right?
Right, right. So I'm waiting to see what he's gonna, what his arc is gonna be.
You know who I can't fucking stand?
Angela.
Tariq.
I don't like, oh my God, Tariq. I wanted to kill him myself several times. But I don't like Teresi.
Teresi's fake as fuck.
Yeah, like you, how you snitching now after you wasn't snitching?
Right.
It's just all weird.
But is he really snitching? That's the thing.
We don't really know.
I think he just told them he's working.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't even like his face.
Damn, he can't help that.
I don't. Like, every time they show him on the show, I'm like, oh, this nigga, like.
Kanan is kind of hated, too, because Kanan
like
is
him.
Love
him, I like him. Like, you don't want anything to happen to him.
Right.
I'm glad
like his
friend.
Character.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I
they're
felt like
friends.
A lot of people don't like Angela.
Friends.
I don't like
Everybody
Angela.
Loves you, Ange.
Not me.
not her, but
the bitch, Angela Valdez.
She getting on my nerves. Oh, no, I don't like Blanca, this new bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Blanca getting on my damn nerves.
Like wait, nobody. Wait,
which one's Blanca?
She doing her job.
The cop?
The one that's coming for Angela. The woman.
Internal affairs.
Yeah, she's going to get clipped.
I'm not even mad at her because she's doing her job.
I don't like her.
The worst person overall, the whole entire whatever, besides the white bitch Holly that got killed. I'm talking about
I ain't like Holly either.
Was Jukebox. Jukebox and Holly. Those was the two worst bitches. Like, them two hoes.
Jukebox was dope as fuck.
Nah, she was grimy.
She was ready to bust
shit.
Her gun. She ain't give a fuck. Jukebox was dope.
But that's when I liked Tariq.
We ain't
get
the money? Kill
then.
This nigga.
Yeah, but he was a kid. Hey, now, man. She should have killed him. She was right.
Now, since we're talking about that, I want to ask you, have you ever had to sneak around with somebody that you weren't supposed to be with? Because a lot of this early on goes to Angela sneaking around.
Absolutely.
Is that fun? And, like, what was the situation?
Fun.
Some people like that, like sneaking
around.
The thrill of like, you're not supposed to be doing.
Nah, not. I wouldn't describe it as fun, but it's like, you know, you moved on from a situation, and that situation kind of pops back up, and you're like, well, we used to have fun back in the day, so you know.
So you sneak around.
It was a little. It was like for like a weird summer in my life.
A weird summer.
Yeah, it was a chick I broke up with, and you know what's crazy, like. You remember this? Jay, you gonna remember this? Shorty to fake the pregnancy.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yes,
She faked the pregnancy, so we broke up. And then we ran into each other, and I was like, damn, like, I still care for her, but I can't fuck with this motherfucker.
How did you know she faked it?
Because she said, I faked the pregnancy, nigga, I wasn't really pregnant.
Why was she telling herself?
Damn, she got away with it.
Look, because...
Did you give her abortion money?
Because after 3 months, you gotta start prenatal care. The latest. 3 months the latest. You gotta
start. She was trying to stay with you.
No, so I made the appointment. I'm like, I was excited. I'm like, all right, so did you call the doctor yet? No. All right, fuck it. I'm gonna make the appointment.
Why was she
And lying? I was calling the doctor, making appointments and setting shit up and visits.
She wasn't going.
And then she wasn't going. And I'm like, all right, what the fuck is
That's
going on?
Crazy.
So she knew I gotta come clean.
Why did she lie about that, though?
Because in her crazy mind, she thought he's gonna blow up and leave me.
Right.
So if I have the baby. Now, what happened was.
But there was none.
No, listen, we were having sex with a condom all the time.
Right.
All the time.
Why you use
a condom? One particular time, she says, let me put the condom on. And then she said, we had sex. She's, the condom broke.
Shit.
And I'm like, all right, well.
She put a hole in it random.
And then it was, I'm pregnant, which she wasn't. But then she thought that now that he thinks I'm pregnant, we'll start having sex without a condom.
And I'll get
pretty sneaky.
But listen to the thing. I'm so conditioned to have sex with a condom all the time, I was still having sex with a condom. So there was no opportunity to get pregnant. So she thought, now I got to come clean.
You didn't start having sex and then put it on, like, you know, do a couple strokes without it?
No.
That's what I thought you guys
You're strong. You got some good willpower. Because how long were y'all together?
Maybe 2 years, maybe?
Why did she condom every time?
Every time.
She should have faked a miscarriage if she was smart. She should have called her crying like, you won't believe it, I lost it.
No,
you won't believe it just happened. You stressed me so much.
I knew you was going to get big and leave me.
You know what's crazy? So it's funny because on the Breakfast Club, we just had a discussion about this, about condoms. And my thought was always that as a guy, you're supposed to tie the condom, right? Don't you tie it after you use
it?
Tie it in a knot.
Oh no, I flush it. I don't tie it. I just flush it.
Yeah, why you gotta tie it?
I thought you're supposed to tie it like a water balloon.
Why they gotta swim in the
fucking
sewer? Then
flushing is gonna float. It's gonna be air.
But somebody said you're not supposed to flush condoms.
Nah, I get rid of the evidence because you leave it in the toilet. If you leave it in the trash basket,
then
she can take it out and.
Nah, the next bitch gonna see that shit. So who was here last night?
Okay, when that shit clog up the toilet and the toilet fucking explode in the bathroom.
So y'all wanna hear a disgusting story?
Your shit don't clog.
I wanna hear this.
Wait, did you say again?
Do you wanna hear a disgusting story?
Go right ahead.
So, you know, there's different kind of strip clubs, right? So there's the kind of strip clubs
is
where
the A level and the
exactly,
D level.
All the way down to D.
Right.
So I know this bar back that worked at like a D level strip club. And he told me that the toilet clogged one time, and
it was a baby in there.
It's a baby.
was the baby pregnant. Was like,
it was a baby in the toilet. No. It was a baby arm in the toilet.
That's not funny.
And he said that, like, I guess the septic system or whatever, like, it all started coming out the back. And he said it was all these condoms. Ugh. Used condoms, but it was like a whole, it looked like a whole bunch of, like, rubber gloves. It was so many condoms.
See, I told you you're not supposed to flush condoms.
So down. Many condoms. Yeah, and that's what happened. From flushing so many condoms, from the guys flushing their condoms down the toilet. Because, of course, they're sneaking and having sex, right, so they right. can't just throw it in the trash can. Right. Like, they flushing it down the toilet. And he said it was so many condoms. And it was, like, coming out of the sewage system, like, out of the drain. And he was like, I had to fucking clean that shit up. Damn. He said he was more concerned about somebody seeing it in, like, the club getting in trouble than
he had to clean it up.
Isn't that gross? He was the bar back.
But at least people were using condoms.
Fucking quit. There is no way.
Who
I'm
cleaned that
up? Mad
right.
dirty.
The bar back.
Yo,
we were working together and, you know, we just got to talk about strip
fucking
clubs. And
when I lived at home, with my parents, me and my brother shared a bedroom. It was a bed on that side of the wall, the bed on this side. And for some reason, we so stupid, like, looking back on it, I'm like, what the fuck was he thinking? We would have chicks over and, you know, you tear the condom open. And I don't know why I would just drop the shit down the side of the bed. Like, just the wrapper.
Instead,
like,
of
just
getting rid of
down.
The evidence.
Yeah, just drop the wrapper down the side of the bed. And my brother would do the same thing. Years later, I moved out the house. My brother moved out the house. My mother's moving furniture around.
She found a bunch of condoms.
And it's just 20. Mad condom wrappers under both beds. And she's, my mother looked and said, God damn, I ain't never gonna have no grandkids. It was that many condoms. Just the wrappers, though, not the condoms. I was like, what the fuck are we thinking? Why would you throw them away? Yeah.
At least I was protecting y'all. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. Because a lot of kids.
That's the benefit of having older brothers.
A lot of kids don't use condoms.
Don't do this.
Did you guys ever used to see each other having sex?
Of course. I got seven brothers.
So did they ever tell you, like, you're doing it wrong or?
Nah. It was like, small. Like a quick door open, like, oh shit, oh my bad, close the door. Right. Like, but we saw that all the time.
Because that happened on Power also with Dre. He was in the bathroom. Remember, dude wanted to see
you. Yeah. He walked in, he wanted to watch.
Forgot about that.
Just to see how you're doing. So how did you, okay, so the first time you had sex, what was that like?
Ooh, it was great. What do you mean? It was great.
Because sometimes it's a bad experience. You come quick.
You know what? The first time I had sex, I didn't use a condom.
Shit.
The very first time I didn't use a condom.
That's back. That would have been awful if something would have happened then.
And then my brother had came, this was the next morning, the girl spent the night, and my brother came in my room and I was scared that, like, he might tell mommy or something, so I rolled her over to the wall and put, like, the blanket on me so he couldn't see it was a body right here.
Damn.
Pretty
and then
slick.
He left the room.
And then she died from suffocation.
He left the room and, like, the next day he was like, yo, I saw the chick there. He was like, what happened? Did you use a condom? And I'm like, nah, I didn't use a condom. He's like, listen, don't ever have sex without a condom.
That's good.
And that was I was like, all right, ever since then, it was just like every time I had a condom.
Do you ever have to have a makeshift condom in case you didn't have any on hand available?
Nah.
What's a makeshift condom?
Saran wrap?
Saran wrap, corner of a garbage bag.
Nah.
You know the corner of the garbage bag, pointies?
Nah, never in my life. Y'all have done that shit before?
The plastic from the cleaners when they bring your clothes back to the cleaners? The plastic.
It sounds like you have done it.
Sounds like you gave a few girls a little yeast infection or something using those type of things.
From the cleaners, right? The cleaners. That thin plastic from the cleaners? You can make a million condoms with that fucking plastic.
Nah, I'm dead serious. I've never heard of nobody doing that shit before. Yeah,
for real.
Y'all from the hood, for real.
Y'all.
Oh, no. Yes, I'm from the hood.
You from the hood, for real.
Did you ever say, I don't have a condom, just let me jerk off on you?
Nah, that's some white boy shit.
Now he would say, give me head, right?
Right,
exactly.
Give me head.
Exactly.
That's some nigga shit.
Yeah. That happened in college. This girl in my hall, she said the guy, she didn't want to have sex with him, so he was like, all right, and he just jerked off and
I mean,
flat
I've done that before.
Jerked off?
Yeah, with my big old dick. No, like a guy like wanted to fuck, and I'm like, nah, I ain't with that shit. And then he's like, well, let me just jerk off. And I let him jerk off like on my thigh, like...
Nah.
Did that turn you on?
No, but I mean, do what you gotta do. Cause listen, this is
I'll
what you
get.
Jerked
off.
She moved to the side and everything.
Look, like, I don't have a condom. She can jerk me off. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll be kissing and just jerk me off. I don't got a condom.
That'll make you come? Just like somebody jerking you off while you kiss?
Goddamn right. She got my dick in her hand. Of course.
I don't know. Some guys can't come from a hand job.
No, strangers, the chick dick in my hand. The hand.
Did you say stranger?
A hand other than mine.
You said stranger.
A hand other than mine.
Stranger danger.
Stranger danger. Stranger hand. Like stranger just walk around.
That's
her
porn. Stranger hand.
What the fuck is going on?
It's an app for that. You just call up a stranger and jerk you off.
I come jerk my dick. Strangerhands.com.
Happy ending. I feel like when we were younger, we used to do stuff like that. No, I used to do that when I was younger. Like, I would jerk a whoever I was fucking with.
Strange
off.
Dick.
Stranger dick.
No, like when I was younger, I would not use nothing. No spit, no lotion.
Just dry.
Nothing.
Dry ass sandpaper. Sandpaper jerk off.
I mean, because then you got the pre-coming and then I just used some of the pre-com.
Okay, that's the lubrication.
That's not enough.
I didn't know. The fuck?
I'm going to tell you, the first time I ever gave a blowjob, I know it was the worst experience for him ever. I think he had cuts and everything after
that.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Chomp dick? He chomped on the dick?
I think my teeth was scraping it.
He didn't give a fuck.
He didn't care.
Fine with it. He probably was like, hey.
But I'm going to take it how I can.
Yeah.
Because you know how sometimes you think you're doing a good job because of their reaction, but it's really like out of
ouch, that hurts. Yes.
Mm. So that was the first time I did it. I really didn't know what I was doing. Like, how would I?
Have you ever been really drunk? Not you, because obviously not. And like by mistake might have scraped while you were like giving head.
You know,
whatever.
Some guys like that.
Really?
I've read that some guys like to have a little teeth scrapage.
Has that ever happened to you?
Where the fuck you read that at?
Yeah, some guys like that. Some guys, listen, really? You'd be surprised at the fetishes that people have.
Mm-hmm. I know you felt it two for two.
I have, but I didn't like it.
And what did you like, slap her?
You jumped. You was like, yo, like, you know.
Hey, teeth, baby.
Yeah. Like, no teeth, mom.
I've never had the teeth problem.
The first time that you sucked dick, you knew what before. You were doing?
Here's the Gigi.
Yeah.
Never had a teeth problem. Right.
I didn't know what I was doing, but I watched it on porn and I just...
Gigi! She's going to donate them titties.
Did you know what you were doing the first time you ate pussy?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I think you don't know absolutely stuff like not. This.
I still don't know what they do in years later.
I didn't know, so I just stayed at the clit. I just stayed right there at the clip.
You did good.
Yeah, that's actually that's not smart.
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm a dance right here. I'm a dance in the spot that I know.
Two-step.
Dance right here. This is where I live, right here.
Going two-step.
Yeah, I'm not doing all the crazy shit like that. I'm going right here.
Did two-step. You make a comp?
Yeah.
All right. That's did your right. brothers tell you how to do that? Like, how did that happen?
My brother. He would say, stay right here. All see right. that little button? Stay right there.
That's not bad advice because I don't like when guys be like thrusting their tongue in and out.
Yeah, that's what
like
my brother said. They
I
don't like
it
all that.
Sometimes,
men
but
try
not
to do all that crazy shit right here. That's what they like.
Keep
that's
it
where
simple,
it is.
Stupid,
live
right
here.
Go down there and come back up, but live right there.
That's yeah.
good. But do those rules apply to you? Like when you're getting head, do you feel like all right if you focus on a tip, you'll come faster, or you just want her to just take it all in?
Yeah, I want the whole joint. Bring the whole party, not just the.
Bring the whole party.
I don't want the invite. I want the whole party.
All right, now, how much should a first date cost? I saw you posted on Instagram that you gave this guy $200.
No, I didn't give this guy. I didn't give this guy. My baby brother, God. The youngest brother of the Rocks.
He changed
his
life.
This was when he lived down south. After my father passed, my mother moved back to South Carolina. So my little brother came up to spend the summer with us, and he was downtown Brooklyn one day, and I ran into him. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, do you have money on you? And he said, nah, he had like a couple dollars, maybe $10. And I gave him $200. I said, always keep money on you because you never know when you're going to have to take a young lady out. And he texted me that one day, like maybe 6 months ago, and said, yo, I never forgot that. It changed my life. Mm-hmm. And then I reposted it because I'm like, yo, this is the shit I was taught. So mad people was commenting like, yo, you a real brother. You need more brothers to teach the younger brothers how to live like that. So I gave him $200 and said, keep money on you at all times because you might take a girl out.
So how much should a date cost? Like a first date?
There's no set amount. There's no a first date and a good date has no monetary set, you know, number. Mm-hmm. A first date and a good date could be anything. Mm-hmm. The first date and a good date is about enjoying each other's company. So you could go to McDonald's and have the best date ever, or you could go to Central Park and have the best date ever. So it's not a monetary thing.
Would you feel a way
and enjoying each other's company.
If you guys went out and she ordered like all the most expensive stuff and you felt like she was doing it on purpose,
well then I wouldn't date her again.
Like she got the extra large fries
like,
at McDonald's.
Right. Half
size. Like, oh, she's doing this. She ordered the lobster shit just because. Then that let me know she never been nowhere and she's doing it on purpose. So there won't be a second date.
What if she likes lobster? Right. I know I like lobster.
I like lobster too.
And I order seafood. That when I go eat. So why I got to order
you,
down when I'm with you?
There's a difference between doing the most though. Just ordering because you're liking it and doing the most.
How you know
like,
the
I
difference?
Like I want 2 20-pound lobsters and the fucking calamari.
I can't eat double shot in 1942.
I mean, I drink that all the time.
What you want to eat? Because I'm going to take you some food.
Can I take something to go? It's like, nah, now you a bird.
I don't even take food.
Has a girl ever offered to pay for you on the first date?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
Did you let her?
Of course.
Okay. Damn. I mean, some guys be, because some guys would turn that down.
It's all good.
Because you know, some girls do that.
Going forward, so
some girls offer just to see if you're going to accept, right? Knowing that you want.
Yeah, I don't play them stupid.
And then he got the lobster.
That's the games. I was like, that's the dating games. I don't play those games. If you want to date, pay for it, sweetheart. Go right ahead.
What if she asks on the second one again?
No, then I got it after that. Just one, just to show your character, and I'll take it the rest of the way.
Okay. How do you know when it's time to settle down?
Who knows when it's time to settle down?
Like, how do you know, like, when you're like, that's going
to
be my girl?
Yeah, who knows when it's time to settle down? Nobody knows. That's why divorce is 50%.
Because
nobody knows when it's time to settle down.
I feel like they always say that guys get to a certain point when they know that they don't want to really play around anymore.
Right.
And
yeah, I'm in that space now. And I've lived a life that niggas wish they could have lived. Like, my single days was fucking ape shit bananas. So now I'm in a place where I'm like, I'm not chasing chicks. I'm just like, I'm chilling. I'm enjoying my life. I'm seeing the world more. I'm going on more vacations. We going further away every time. We enjoying ourselves.
Nice.
So it's like, you get to that point, and I don't have any children. So now I'm trying to have a kid. So you just get to that point.
No more condoms.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no more condoms. You get to that point and you realize you're getting older. So I was like, all right.
So you're not a virgin anymore, because once you take the condom off, now that's a different feeling.
You know, pop
the first time. Wait, I told you the first time I didn't use condoms. I've not been a virgin since the first time.
He popped his cherry early.
Early.
Did you ever get to a point where you're like, I don't feel like fucking no more bitches. This is just too much. I'm over it.
No.
Oh. No. I don't think men ever get to that
God,
point.
And God, please never let me get to that point, God. Please, Lord, don't let me get to that point.
I'm so bored of this shit.
Unfortunately, they never get to
God,
that point.
God, please, no.
And then you're Caitlyn Jenner.
I'm so bored, God. Take this dick.
No, you can't say that to God.
You say it to the doctor.
I didn't say it to God.
Be careful what you wish for.
That's what Caitlin wished for. God, take this dick.
All right, now, some people have written in and asked some questions. So,
of me?
Well, yes, they want to ask questions. It's an ask lip service thing.
Okay, all right. They're not specific to me, though.
It's more like
don't
advice.
Get nervous.
Okay,
did
good.
You used to date?
No, I'm joking. Yeah, I was like, nigga, like, hold up. Like
so do you nervous. Remember when?
No.
All right. Should having different tastes in music be a deal breaker? We're still in the beginning stages, but I've discovered that he can't stand Drake, one of my favorite artists. So I'm in a dilemma. We agree on most music preferences, but this one killed me. I literally blast Drake's music all day. My boyfriend is really annoying.
First of all, you shouldn't allow 16-year-old white girls to ask you questions. Who gives a fuck what your boyfriend or girlfriend listen to? Like, that's your shit. Like,
L'Oreal cares.
Nah, that's Pusha T's girlfriend.
You wouldn't fuck with a nigga
because
they listen to some other shit?
That's Pusha T's wife that wrote you that question.
I'm joking.
Nah,
that's like, that's so, that's
I like
so much
Drake.
More shit to worry about in a relationship than fucking music choices.
I feel the same way. I feel like, you know, if you want to listen to something that your partner don't want to listen to, put your earbuds in.
Right.
And listen to it. Y'all so, like, I don't know about
some people like gospel music.
And if you
want
to go to a concert,
I'm listening to Moneybag. Like, yo, you listen to fucking Kirk Franklin. Go ahead.
They got trap gospel.
That's different because Kirk Franklin is still part of the culture.
Yeah.
Like, if she's playing like
Drake country, not part of the culture?
If she put no,
damn.
I'm saying
what
like
if it was country music.
He just don't want. That's what I'm saying. If it's country music,
listen, he might just be jealous that she liked Drake so much.
That's what it is.
She want a picture with Drake.
That nigga probably dogs
she
want
a picture with Drake.
Braids,
okay.
And he don't want to listen
no
to Drake.
Beard.
The problem is she got
with
a picture with Drake. She already has the picture with Drake. So now he's like
Drake's up man crush Monday.
That's some shortcomings. Bitch, stop listening to the nigga that you cheated on me. That's what the fuck is his.
So what advice would you give her though? Because it's a dilemma for her. She's a fucking Drake lover and the guy
it's,
won't.
It's just music, sweetheart. Focus on the shit that y'all are together for, the shit y'all like about each other, the stuff that really matters other than the music choices y'all have.
Now, what about politics? What if she was a Trump supporter?
Oh, that's different. That's different. Because Trump is a racist.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump has put a battery in the back of all poor, white, uneducated white people. So he got them feeling like they could speak freely about
their
black people in a negative
is.
Way, like they won't get their ass kicked. So that's totally different.
So yeah, you can't date her. All right, here's another question. Do girls' vaginas get loose after they have sex with another guy? Because I felt like it was looser than normal a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Has that ever happened to you?
Wait, he think she had sex with somebody else because it felt looser to him?
Mm-hmm.
I think it gets looser, but I don't think it's because I think it's get looser over time. Really? Like your skin, all your skin gets, why you think old people are so wrinkled? Like your skin gets looser over time.
My vagina don't.
It's a muscle, though. That's a muscle.
That's, and you say old people, you ever see an old dude cock diesel? No.
They're not working out no more. They just give out.
The muscles get looser over time.
That pussy still work.
But what if like it was the next day, the shit felt way looser? She's not only cheating, she's cheating on some with somebody with a bigger dick.
If you think your girl's cheating on you, break up with your girlfriend. Because just because even if she isn't, mm-hmm. that shit gonna fuck with your head anyway. So get out and just get a clear mind.
And he probably, it feels like he's a little self-conscious about the size of his dick.
Yeah.
I was about to say that. He might be at the top of a Corona bottle. And homeboy.
Or Heineken.
And homeboy's the bottom of the bottle.
Okay.
So if you, but if you think that, if a dude in his head is thinking his chick's cheating on him, that shit will drive you crazy. Women don't even understand how fucking a man's psyche works when you think a chick cheating on him. Just get out, homie. Clear your mind.
Tell us, because clearly you...
Because if you think your girl's cheating on you, you're going to be... That shit going to encompass all of your time. You're going to think about that shit all day. Your work's going to start slacking. Your date, your casual time with your friends is going to be every moment spent thinking of that shit. Get the fuck out.
Especially when you know he got a bigger dick than you.
He like, this shit
and
feel
you think
loose,
he got a bigger dick. Right. So get the fuck out.
Have you ever been cheated on?
I'm sure I have.
But you haven't caught.
And listen, I'm not... This is the thing. If you cheating on me, sweetheart, I'm the best nigga to cheat on. Because I'm not doing no research. I'm not chasing nobody. I'm not following nobody. You cheating, go right ahead. Because it's gonna be, I'm going to get find out eventually.
What if he DM you, the guy, like, hey, I'm fucking your bitch?
Good, good. Because then I can get out quicker.
Damn.
I don't got to get played over the course
you
of time.
You believe some stranger?
No, if he DM me, if he got proof. If he has like, proof. If he's like, this is the facts, then I'm like, all right, bet.
Now you wouldn't even ask her?
If he has factual shit.
What's factual shit?
Nigga, this video. Is your bitch in the bed right here. I just fucked her. Like,
photoshopped.
Photo shit.
That girl, that one girl be blasting all the niggas. What's
she
her
be
name?
Photo. Selena. Whatever.
Selena Powell. She be saying she pregnant by everybody, but she be having doing all kind phone of Photoshop. Numbers and everything.
Oh, the license chick that said, what's the name, got her pregnant?
Snoop or
that said,
Offset.
She hit me one time.
Get
See?
Out.
Yeah. She's from Denver, I believe it is, right?
I don't know where she's from.
Why you know that?
Yeah. Because I know
what you're talking
about. I was doing a show in Denver, and she hit me like, hey, what time's the show tonight? And I went on. This is what happened. A chick will slide in my DM, and I clicked their pictures first to see what they look like. And I'm like, whether I respond or not.
You're like,
and
okay, I saw some pictures. Decent.
I'm like, all right, she's kind of cool. I'm like, yo, show's at 8. And what you doing later? I'm like, nah, this is a little too much.
Too aggressive.
I'm just telling you what time the show is, man. I'm not trying to do all that.
I'm not even putting you on a list, okay?
And I have my little...
I'll send you the Eventbrite link.
True story. I had my little brother on it. I had Jordan on the show with me. I had little bro on the show with me, and she hit him too.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, she was going hard.
I don't give a fuck if they was real brothers. He didn't fall for her, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay, good.
Huh? Yes, he did. He didn't tell you.
You watch Insecure.
Yo, I swear, I'm so sorry, y'all. I have not seen one episode of Insecure.
Oh my God. Me too.
I got to start watching it because I hear...
Because it's about to come back. So you should catch up before it starts over.
Yeah, I
got
to catch up.
Only because I wanted to ask him that because, you know, she cheated, Issa Rae cheated on her boyfriend Lawrence on the show.
Right.
And the guys were so mad about it, right? Because she cheated with somebody else in the past.
Can I tell you why?
Why?
You ready? You ready? You ready, women? Y'all ready?
Let me sit up for this one. Go ahead.
This is why men get mad when women cheat on them. More mad than even if they were cheating themselves. Because men hold their women to a higher standard than they hold themselves. Men know that we know we full of shit. We know we flawed. But we hold our women to a higher standard. That's why when y'all cheat, we are fucking devastated. Because we like, yo, we know we slip up every once in a while. We know we might, I don't know, maybe she wasn't gonna find it. But y'all, it's like, yo, you better than me.
That sounds like some bullshit to me. You know,
you better than me.
Straight bullshit.
Heineken.
Straight facts.
Facts.
Look who he's asking.
Listen, women are the book.
Come on.
Listen,
a person
named
Heineken.
Women are the book. Listen, women are the book, and men are the movie. And the book is always better than the movie.
So why do men cheat?
Because we're men. We're men, and we have been taught this whole thing about, you know. When men talk in the barbershop, it's all about numbers, conquest. Yo, shorty right here. That's why we tell more information than y'all do.
No, we tell all our information
to each other. Yo, son, last time I was here, yo, shorty from the strip club, boom, boom, boom. Yo, I had this bitch, me and my man had these chicks. It's all about conquest with men. Numbers, conquest, conquering more of the world. Alexander the Great, Ivan the Terrible, Napoleon, it was all about conquest. It was all about taking over the world.
So the reason why I asked is because y'all know that meme is going around where it's like, oh, women date women have sex with who they want and men have sex with who they can.
Right.
But then the rebuttal to that was, but men marry who they want and women marry who they can. Mm-hmm. But
that's not true.
Yeah, because men propose and women say no, for one. Mm-hmm.
Happened to me.
Women have a very specific, women have a very specific box of who they want to date. Mm-hmm. Men, women are like, this guy got to fit this, 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 and this, and this. And it's a very small box. Only a few guys fit in that box. And those are the guys y'all going to date. Those are the guys y'all going to take serious. Men are like, yo, shorty head crazy. All right, I'll fuck with her for a little bit. Right. Yo, she got bread. All right, I'll fuck with her. Yo, she got a fat ass. She cute. She this.
Guys will justify
we'll date just on one. We'll have a checklist of 10 things and date a chick. Be with her for years off of two
fat
checks
ass.
On that.
But cheat on her all the time.
Right.
So then when we get married, we'll be like, all right, now we're going to try to find a chick with more checks than two. Mm-hmm. And she might have four. And we'll go, all right, well, this is the one to marry then. That's why they call it settling down.
Yeah, you settle.
Because
you go, all right, you know what? She has four of the three of the 10 boxes. She has five. Fuck it. I'll settle for that.
Does marriage make you nervous?
No. No. Why should it?
I don't know. I think marriage does make people nervous because, like you said, a lot of times it does end up in divorce. And then you have a lot at stake,
no,
too.
No, I'm prenup. I'm going to be prenup.
What if she doesn't want one? Because she's like, it's forever.
No, my prenup is going to be... This is my prenup is going to be. Anything I bought you during the course of the marriage, yours. Mm-hmm. Anything we bought together during the course of the marriage, yours. Anything I paid 100% for, mine's.
What about like a house? The house.
I'm going to buy the house 100%.
So where's she going to live?
You got all the shit I bought you and the shit we bought together. You good. And if we have a child, we're going to put a certain amount of money into a private account. So every first of the month, you put a certain amount, I put a certain amount in the same account. So that baby will never be without.
So basically, when you get married, you're preparing for divorce.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not
that's
preparing.
What it sounds like.
I'm not preparing for it. But I will be prepared for it.
Right.
But does your girlfriend know about this?
No.
She do now.
No. Okay, so what if... You do have a child, right? And she stops working and what she's doing because
agree. You give birth to the Tony Rock heir, you don't have to work.
Okay, but then what about like later on, you know, whatever you bought hers, whatever, whatever, but now she's sacrificed what she could have been doing in her career because she's taking care of home.
She's sacrificed.
That's a sacrifice.
No, you're going to have a good home and a good time. You're going to be good. You're going to be good, trust me.
Could you be monogamous?
Of course I could.
Would you?
I've been monogamous several times.
For how long? A week?
The length of the relationship.
Okay.
You seem like you'd be cheating. Like you'll
get right to it.
You do. Because you know what it is? Like, cause you seem like you're such a good guy, but I feel like those be the guys that really be
you
like
know, our DM's about
no,
to be lit.
I'm a
girl,
guy.
Let me tell you what he did to me.
The chicks that did me wrong will not jump on anybody's IG here. The chicks that did me wrong, they don't got the nerve to jump on. I am a good guy. What do you mean I seem like a good guy?
I'm not saying you're not a good guy, but you know, that's
too good.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
No, like, I don't think I'm too good. But when I'm in boyfriend mode, I'm boyfriend.
Like, I feel like you might have fucked somebody's sister before.
I fucked a lot of people's sisters.
No, I'm talking about, like, the girl that you was messing with.
Oh, no.
I fucked a lot of sisters.
I don't know if it's shady shit. No shady Maury shit like that. Nah.
I don't know. It's just something. It's an underlying something. I just want to know the tea.
Stop it. You know the tea. You know the tea.
All right, now, this is the last question.
Because
the ladies in here, we were talking before you got here, right? Uh-huh. About taking a guy taking you someplace that he already took some of his other bitches and how we don't like that. Like if you cheated on me and took the next girl somewhere else, now we can't never go there again, right?
Wait. He can't take somebody to his favorite restaurant?
Like, let's just say this is our shit, right? Me and you have been going out. We go eat at Mastro's all
the time.
That's
our spot. Right. This is our thing.
You cheated on me and I found out you was at Mastro's with the next chick.
Right.
Now you can't ever take me to mash shows again.
Right.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, that's fucked up. You're right. That's fucked up. I had a spot in L.A. The Mexican spot on La Cienega. What was it called? Shit.
Don't say it because they're going to be there.
It's a Mexican restaurant on La Cienega. I took a girl there one time and we stopped talking. And we had said when we was dating, like, yo, listen.
This
is our spot. You know, you can't bring nobody else here.
Don't do it.
And she's like, yeah, all right. You can't bring nobody else here either. And then that bitch took somebody else there.
Oh. How'd you find out? Because you was there with someone else.
No. I found out because her homegirl, who was cool with both of us, was like, we was just talking about Nate. She was like, I really miss y'all two together. And we was talking about that the other day. We was at Spanish Kitchen on Los Angeles. And I'm like, wait, y'all was at Spanish Kitchen? And she was like, yeah. I'm like, wait, y'all was at Spanish Kitchen? It's since closed, so no check. And I'm like, yo, wait, hold the fuck up. How she, and who was there? Me, her, and so-and-so. It was a group of us. I'm like, oh, this bitch went to our spot.
Damn.
But that's also the same chick that dated a nigga that I knew after we stopped talking, so.
Well, you know everybody.
Nah,
true.
She dated a nigga I knew. She dated a nigga I knew.
Charles.
But who's worse, the nigga or her?
The nigga, he was actually a lame, so he probably didn't even know no better. He was just happy to have a fine chick.
Right.
She knew better. She was worse.
Shit.
So
he was a corny nigga, and then she stopped talking to him too. So he was corny. He was corny. It wasn't an issue with me at all.
That's that Hollywood circle, boy.
Yeah.
People date the same people.
Hollywood is big. Black Hollywood this big.
Because then y'all date the same people, and then guys be asking about asking the girl like, what was it like dating Tony? What was he like?
Exactly.
I heard he like his taint licked.
What in the
facts?
Now I feel like that's violation when you take somebody to the spot. Like if you take somebody to our spot,
No, that's, I agree.
It's really over.
Like, but what if it was your spot already? Like you go there all the time, and then you took him there for the first time, and he's like, "Damn, I love this place."
It like damages the spot now. Like the food don't taste as good and shit.
You better find it's enough restaurants in LA, enough restaurants in New York. Don't go to my spot, yo. Because I might walk in it. Now this is the thing. I might walk in there one night with my boys.
Oh shit.
On some dinner shit. You went in on a date. Now we gotta fuck the restaurant up.
No, you not.
Or you gonna look real crazy.
You gotta pay.
Looking crazy ain't an issue to me.
You're gonna look crazy.
I'm fucking the restaurant up.
Yo, let me ask you this: if you was on a date with a girl, right, and another guy in the restaurant sent a bottle over to the table, would you be offended? This happened to us.
Wait.
Is that all that happened to
us? Who was on a date?
I got another story.
We were out and we were with a guy.
Who was out?
Me and L'Oreal and another guy.
A guy with both of y'all.
Yeah.
Well, so that's not a date.
I was dating him.
Okay.
But he was with us.
Okay.
And a dude sent over a bottle from another table to us.
And he didn't give a fuck. Your dude didn't give a fuck.
He got mad.
He made a big deal about that shit.
Yeah. He got up, went over. Yeah, it was bad.
How about?
Is that offensive?
Eating at a table and another guy, your old guy comes over, an old woman in your case, comes over and sees you eating and talking and you're with a whole nother person.
What did she came up?
And you
came
approach. You know what the fucking story is out there, Ricardo.
He came over to you and said what?
It wasn't me.
He came over to you and said what?
Oh, yeah, it happened to me.
Shaggy voice.
God damn.
It's Angela. All right, so we were at a table.
Hold on, first things first. If I'm on a date with my girl and a nigga sends a bottle over because he used to fuck with her,
I didn't even know him.
He was a fan.
Oh,
he's
a stranger. Yeah. Oh, I'm holding that shit up like, yo, fam, good shit.
That's what I said.
He was a fan, but the guy that she was dating got upset about it.
I'm going to fucking hold that bottle up. Yo, my man, good shit.
Thank you.
And me and my girl going to drink that shit, and I'm going to go back to the hotel and smash.
He offered to pay for the meal?
Yeah, he paid for the bill.
Good for you.
Good
for
you.
Right? I eat for free. Cool. I drink for free on your dumb ass. Good.
I didn't even know him.
He was cool. No, tell the other story. So we're all eating together, chilling.
This is unfortunate.
And she was with a guy that she was dating at the time. And the guy that she used to date must have seen us on Instagram and stuff.
Right, right.
And he came into the restaurant and tried to come over and talk to her. And he was like, can I talk to you for a minute? But he's not understanding what kind of animal
that you're
is
with.
Sitting at the table, right? So she goes, to talk. And I just want to just say that. That's all I'm going to just end it. It didn't end well.
No. We in a spot one time.
I can't go there again.
We in a spot one time. Jay was there. My man Jay. We in a spot. It was like eight of us. We in a spot. Mm-hmm. I see a joint. One of my joints in the restaurant with a dude, not a chick I was dating exclusively, just a chick I was fucking with in the restaurant with a dude. Mm. And we went over and I was like, yo, you gotta leave.
You told her to leave?
You gotta leave. He could stay, you gotta leave. And she was like, please don't do this, please don't. Yo, you gotta leave. And they left. She went to, she gave her a few seconds. She went and talked to homie and was like, listen, it ain't worth it. There's like eight of them over there. They bought that life.
I can't respect him.
And they left. Yeah, exactly.
She could never go out with him again after that. He shouldn't have left.
And they left.
Nah, she ain't tell him the truth.
She probably
was like, listen, my stalker.
Like, no, she probably she was like, that's my older
brother.
She was like,
the food is nasty.
That's my older brother, and he's very protective over me.
He just told me there's roaches in the kitchen.
They left.
Fuck that. Wow. Could you respect a guy after that?
No.
Hell no.
After you told him, like, we got to go, and he really left?
But was he supposed to fight eight dudes?
He wasn't supposed to fight.
It wasn't even supposed to be. It wasn't supposed to be a fight. She was supposed to leave. That's all.
He should have just stayed there and ordered some more shit and sent them a bottle.
Yeah, he sent us a bottle. Like, yeah, you think I ain't gonna be? Yo, my bad, fam. You got it.
Oh, it's over for that. But listen, Tony Rock, thank you so much
for
joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I was really excited. You know, Antavia hit me up and told me you were coming. Yes, so yes. I didn't think it was going to.
Like, she kept texting me, you got to make sure you make it. Because Angela, like, you shaky. You don't. You might not show up.
I didn't say I got that. It. I just checked
Angela, think you might not show up. I'm like, nigga, I'm there.
Let's no, we were very excited because we know, we think you're very
it's
funny.
A pleasure. Yeah. It's a pleasure. You know, it's my boo right here, so I had to come see her. Yeah. That's my boo.
Well, I don't want no problems with nobody girlfriend.
Well, just make sure if you see her out on a date, send a bottle.
Listen, yes, I'm going to send the bottle and I'm going to be like, that nigga got to leave.
We ain't leaving. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yeah, you better leave.
All right. I'm going to leave, but when he leaves, I'm going to come back
when
again.
When he leaves, I'll come back and be eating again. Thank you, Gigi, for the drinks.
Absolutely, my
cheers.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having
he
me.
He is a rock. Rock. Rock.
Hey.
Rock.
He probably hates that song now.
It's lip service.